Arguably the most prominent figure in Bradley University sports history recently took his place in the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. Hersey Hawkins remained the Braves' all-time leading scorer, and the team retired his uniform number 33. Joe Deacon has more with Hawkins following his induction.
Part of an 8-member Hall of Fame class, Hawkins started all 125 Bradley games and set 14 program records during his 4-year career from 1984 to 88. As a senior, he led the country in scoring at just over 36 points per game and was the consensus National Player of the Year.
You don't start off playing basketball as looking for, you know, personal accolades and things of that nature. But, you know, by the grace of God, going to the right school and having the right coaches and just everything sort of falling in place, you know, you end up having a good college career. And, you know, this is the pedestal of it all, being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
A standout in high school at Chicago Westinghouse, Hawkins says Bradley was the ideal fit for him. He says coming to the Hilltop was a decision that came late in the recruiting process.
I played a lot of center in high school, and my coach actually invited Dick Versace, who was the coach at Bradley at the time, to a practice, and he let me play guard. And that's when Dick Versace decided that they would offer me a scholarship. So, you know, I was a mama's boy, so I didn't want to go far from home anyway. So, you know, it was 3 hours away where my parents could still come to the game. And, you know, just a great decision. I think my 4 years at Bradley, they have some of the most loyal and just outstanding fans. The fan support was wonderful. Of course, the school, you know, they rallied around us, but we had some pretty good teams during my 4 years there. And I guess probably some of my most memorable times is just hanging out on campus, you know, walking across the quad, going to class and, you know, stopping, talking to students, having a good time like every other college student does. You know, you go there to have fun, to mature, to grow up. And I experienced all of those things with playing basketball. So, you know, a wonderful experience for me playing at Bradley.
Hawkins admits some of his motivation at Bradley came from not being recruited by bigger programs.
Coming out of high school, you know, I think everybody thinks that they're a power conference type player. And, you know, I thought about, you know, the fact that even being recruited out of high school, I was sort of overlooked. You know, when you play in Chicago and you win, you know, Chicago Player of the Year, but you're not recruited by any Big Ten schools or, you know, no DePaul or, you know, anything like that, then you sort of have to, I guess, have a little chip on your shoulder, because you have to prove that to those guys that you were capable of playing there. And plus, I know I needed to mature. I needed to go somewhere where I think a coach could take me under his wing, where I can not only, I think, play, because that's what you want to do, but you want to grow as a young man. And Dick Versace said he knew I would get an education. And that was extremely important to me, to go somewhere where I felt like that I would be not just an athlete, but also someone that a coach can help mature as a person.
One of Hawkins' Bradley records is the single game scoring mark of 63 points, set in a 122-107 win over Detroit Mercy in his senior season.
You know, when you score 63, it's, you know, an unbelievable night. And you're just, you know, you're feeling like everything you throw up is going in. It's one of the games that I, you know, sort of regret, because I could have scored 70 or 75 if I would have just shot the ball a little more. But at some point, you know, when you've taken so many shots, I started feeling guilty during the game that I was shooting so much. So I started passing the ball, and, you know, just one of those memorable nights that, you know, the coaches know you're hot, your team know you're hot, and they just feed you and get you the ball and you take advantage of it.
The Braves went 26-5 in Hawkins' final year, winning the Missouri Valley Conference title but falling in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
There was a group of us that went in there together, you know, with Trevor Trimpe and Donald Powell and Jerry Thomas, Greg Jones. You know, the five of us had played our entire 4 years together. So it was one of those years where we wanted to go out with a bang. We wanted to give it all we had that year. to make a serious push. And it was just one of those years that where it all came together. I mean, of course, we didn't win it all, but as a group, we knew what our ultimate goal was. And everyone for like the entire 4 years, but even more so my senior year, everyone sacrificed whatever they had to do in their game in order for us to win. And unfortunately, you know, we got knocked off by Auburn, but it was a good run for us.
That's Bradley basketball great Hersey Hawkins discussing his Hall of Fame induction with Joe Deacon.